So everybody, get yourself seated comfortably. You can put your feet on the ground. You could sit in lotus position. You could lie down even. And just take a few deep breaths, however you usually take deep breaths, and listen while I guide you through the beginning, which is the focus, the middle, which is the breathing, and the end, which is the emotion. So at the beginning, we're going to focus on your heart. So the same way you would focus on a little part of your body that might have an itch, or it might have a warm feeling, or it might be in the sun and the rest of you is in the shade and you're feeling that warmth, you notice that part of your body. I want you to just notice your heart. And the way that I find it easiest to do is to take my hand and just place it over my heart. And then just grounds me and centers me on my heart. Then I would like you to take a few big, deep breaths. And the way we're going to breathe is we're going to take a deep breath in. We're going to hold it for about 5 seconds. And you can guess at the 5 seconds, maybe count the first time. But sometimes when you count each time, it brings you into your left brain and out of your just creative, relaxed brain. So you can just count the first time so you get a sense of how long that gap is. And then each time that I ask you to do that, you could just guess at it. So you take a deep, long breath in. You hold it for the count of five. You let it out. You hold the exhale for the count of five. And what I like to do is also make sure I've fully exhaled. So when I think I've exhaled completely, I just exhale a little bit further. And that just clears out and compresses the very bottom part of your lungs, where oftentimes air gets trapped because we don't do the deep breathe in and the deep breathe out. And so we have stale air sitting at the bottom of our lungs. So you want to exhale all of that. And then hold for 5 seconds. And then take another big deep breath in. And then just follow my breathing for two or three breaths so you get the sense of the length in between. And as you take in your next breath, pretend that it's going into your heart where your focus is, that breath is just coming into your heart, bathing it with new oxygen, and then the exhale is going out through your heart. And this is called heart breathing. So you breathe in. So the next part is the emotion. And what research has found is that positive emotions, especially the emotion of appreciation, tends to shift your chemistry more than anything else. And that's what we're here to do, right? We're here to shift some of that chemistry. And so when you get the knack of this and when this becomes natural, you can instantly change your chemistry. You can instantly calm down your cortisol levels. You can instantly drop down your insulin levels. You can instantly decrease your blood pressure and relax the insides of your vessels. All of those things can happen in an instant, just like that, when you get the hang of this, when you practice it. So the next piece we're going to do is we're going to do the heart focus, heart emotion. So find a time, a place, a person, something that's happened to you in your life or is currently happening to you in your life that just brings you joy. That when you think about it, you feel deep appreciation for having had that experience or having that person in your life. For some, it's sitting and remembering the very first time they sat there with their newborn baby in their arms, or a lover's kiss, looking out over a sunset in a beautiful place. All of these things, whatever it is for you that brings up positive emotion, I want you to go ahead and get started with that. So We're going to do the whole thing. We're going to breathe in through our heart. We're going to hold the breath for the count of five. Then we're going to breathe out through our heart. Hold the out breath for the count of five. And all the while we're doing that, while you're breathing in, while you're breathing out, you're bringing that experience back into reality. And when I say bring it back, it doesn't mean just to visualize it. It doesn't mean just to hear it. It means to pull all your senses into place. And I'm finding it exceptionally easy to go to mind because the picture that you probably should be seeing on your screen, if you can see my screen right now, has a picture of a beach. And that is where I go when I do this. I go into the water. I walk to the water. I feel the sand on my feet. I walk into the water. I feel the waves crash against me. I hear the waves crashing. I smell the sea salt air. And I taste the salt on my tongue. So I really go there. And so try to bring back all the emotions of that situation and then feel deep appreciation for that situation. So I'm going to be quiet and allow you to do this for two or three breaths. And you can follow my breath if you'd like, or you could do it to your own rhythm. You to notice as you come back, take your last breath, start to open your eyes. You can get your arms in a comfortable position, shake out your shoulders, and just notice how you feel in your body. And as we progress through this, I'm going to teach you ways to use this when you have a lot of stress going on. I'm going to teach you ways to monitor, you know, assess your stress at the beginning and then see how it changes. We have lots of places for you to get a little analytical about this. But before you get analytical about it, you need to just practice it. Okay? So one of your action items for today is going to be to practice this process. And I'm going to tell you what it is and I'll repeat it later when we get to the action items, but it's going to be to repeat this process, and I'm going to ask you to challenge yourself by doing it five times a day. The first time will be before you even get up out of bed in the morning, you know, as you're opening and stretching, and sometimes people wake up to like an alarm clock that has the news on. I would really highly recommend that you don't. If you're going to wake up to an alarm clock, wake up to music. Something soft, something soothing, not the news. And as we go through when we get to the sleep section, we're going to talk about ways that you can wake up without an alarm clock. Wouldn't that be nice? So I'm going to, for now, if you do wake up to an alarm, set it to a soft noise, like the Zen clocks. There's this clock called the Zen alarm clock. Or you can put on some music, something that's nice and soothing. When you first wake up, you're lying in your bed. And take a few deep breaths and then go into this before you get out of bed. It really sets the stage for your day instead of you waking up with a lot of stress and tension and worry and rush. And if you have to set your alarm for 2 minutes earlier to accommodate this, go for it. Okay? It shouldn't take that long. The second time that I want to talk about is right before you go to sleep. And you lay in bed and you go into this place right before you go off. And it what it does is oftentimes we get into bed, we worry. We think about the day and what we have to do tomorrow. And you kind of go through this inventory. And that doesn't really make it easy for you to fall asleep. So what I'd like you to do is when you get into bed and you get yourself settled and you're all nice and cozy, is to do this process. And if you have trouble falling asleep, continue to do the process. Continue to lie with that emotion, with that feeling. You know, with that whole visualization, that experience. Okay? So those are two times. And then the other three times is going to be at meal times. I'm assuming you have three meals a day. If you have four or five, we'll go with four or five, but pick three. Anyway, you know, your main meals that you sit down and right before, it's almost like grace before dinner. When I was growing up, that's what we always did, grace before dinner. We'd just sit there and we'd fold our hands, and we were Catholic, so we folded our hands and we said grace. And it's a good habit. It's a good habit. And I would say, you know, right before you just look at, you can look at your food. You can appreciate the colors in the food if you want to make a shortened version of it. Or you could go into your special place and just do it. And do it. You don't have to do a long one. Just do a short. As you practice it, you'll be able to feel the shift in your body in one or two breaths. And when they first told us that in our class, I didn't believe it. And I can do it in one breath. I actually can do it in a half a breath now. It's really pretty quickly. As soon as I notice that I'm starting to get that stress feeling, by the time I get to the end of the inhale, I'm already there, and it's lovely. And it really has shifted so much for me, I can't tell you. But I will tell you as we go through. So three times a day, and then the once in the morning, once at night. So twice in bed, three times around mealtime. If you want to do it more often, go for it. If you want to do it every time you brush your teeth, if you want to do it every time you go to the bathroom, you know, link it with things that you normally do, that you already do, that you just connect it with. And as you go and you do it more and more, you're going to notice really big shifts in your physiology.